Okay, here we go, guys. We're in the Rambam Hilchos Bias Hamigdash Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, Chapter 4, Law 7. We're discussing how the tzitz that the kohen wears helps for certain circumstances. If someone became tameh without realizing it, and the tumah was a kind of tumah that nobody saw, it could have seen at the time. We mentioned certain leniencies over there. So we're going to continue with that path for a couple more halachas, two more halachas to be specific. Zion, v'chein atzitz meratze al tumas dvarim hakrevim. The tzitz will also make acceptable things that will be now able to be brought on the mizbeach, which were tamei, such as sprinkling blood, or the komates, or emurim that get burnt, or things like that. So if it was, remember, with the conditions we've already said, that nobody knew about it.
Right.
Or things like that. So it'll help to bring certain things. Shenemar, the Pusuk says, V'hoya al meitzach Aaron, the tzitz is on Aaron's forehead, V'nosa Aaron es avodah kodesh, and Aaron will carry or atone, as it were, for the sins of kodshim. Okay? However, avol eina meratz al tumas achon, but it won't help for the parts of the kodshim that are you want to eat, that you're not able, let's say, the meat, or the leftover of the mincha that the Kohanim could eat, that it will not help.
So it can make it yotzei,
the korban, your yotzei, the korban,
yes, it
it's acceptable.
Yes.
The parts that have to be burnt are burnt
and but, they're okay.
And because that's really what you need.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. It says that the tzitz is meratze, makes it acceptable.
Yeah.
There's acceptable and getting to eat. It's a different story.
Eat is
so what you want at the end of the day to walk out with kapara or whatever
that's
the goal
not,
of the,
that's not, that's
or whatever
not.
The goal of the korban, giving thanks to whatever it was. But you want to eat too? No. That far the tzitz doesn't take
you. You can have your cake.
And also v'lo al tumas adam, and not if the person is tamei, as it were, that to make him not tamei. He is still tamei, but the korban's okay. Shenitma b'tumah yedua. Oh, if it won't work for tumah, if it's a tumah yedua, in other words, that where it was, somebody could have seen it at the time. One help for that. Tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Unless, and we're going to get down to another topic now, if the tumah was pushed off for a congregation, which we'll detail shortly.
Yeah.
Remember, if the majority of Jews are tumah, there's a machlok, as Gemara is tumah. Hutra b'tzibur, or stuma dechuya b'tzibur. Hutra means that if the majority of people are tameh, well then the whole problem of tumah is erased. It just doesn't exist.
But that's according to Reb Sheshes,
but
not according to
Rambam. Rambam doesn't possibly. That Rambam calls it's pushed off. In effect, it doesn't make a difference that you. Yeah, I know we have many on Hanukkah with the eighth day of Hanukkah with the oil. That, but anyway, but if the majority of people are tameh. The korban game brought, but it's under what rules? Is it that we say that the tumah is as if it doesn't exist, or it's there, but it's like pushed in abeyance, as it were? It's tchuya. Rambam paskins is tchuya.
Yeah.
So therefore, if it's tchuya for a tzibur, yes, there will be practical differences. You'll see. Shatzitz meratzala. The tzitz will help also. That's part of the atonement of it is, because again, since it's the, if you say it's hutra, that means it's completely allowed. I don't need anything. He says pushed off. Well, what's pushing it off? Then we say the tzitz comes along and helps us off to push it off. So the tzitz helps for that too, for tumas that we enable us, even as a tuma yadua, that we knew about.
But
the majority of the Jews are tameh. Well, then the tzitz will help for that as well. Now, here's the big problem with the Rambam. The Rambam's not going to tell you any problems. The commentator's going to have problems next halacha. Ches veina tzitz meratze el uzman shu al mitzcho. The tzitz does not work, as it were, except when it is on the Kohen Gadol's head. Shenemar v'hoya al mitzcho tamid. It will be on his forehead constantly, and the pasuk continues, l'ratzon, to be acceptable lahem, lifnei Hashem. Now, when is this going to play out as a problem? It's going to play as a problem on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
What happens if the Kohen Gadol, what if there's going to be some tumah going on over there? Let's say some tumah happened, and the Kohen Gadol, you know, he only wears four garments on Yom Kippur. He doesn't have the tzitz.
No, because of the gold.
He's not wearing the tzitz.
You don't want to get this.
So, now, here's the problem. So, if you say tumah is hutra, you don't need the Kohen Gadol with the tzitz, because tumah is hutra.
Right.
But if you're going to say it's tchuya, okay, it's still okay because the Kohen Gadol is going around with the tzitz. But what about on Yom Kippur? Is the Rambam holds it's hutra, but on the other hand, you need the tzitz. Okay, no, because the Rambam, you'll say, the Rambam holds it's tuya, it's pushed off only.
Right.
And he still says the tzitz is not meratza unless it's on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. So what's going to happen on Yom Kippur if the Kohen Gadol is not, and there's some tumah, then you're going to have a problem. So how the Rambam deals that, we don't know how he's going to do with that. Anyway, but that's the Rambam's ruling. Now, next rule, when we're talking about tumah to be hut, now, so there's the idea. If the majority of Jews are tumah, we just go ahead and bring the korban. But not always. It's only when we don't have another option, such as tests. Call korban she'ein kavua lozman. Let's say a korban, you want the congregation wants to bring a certain korban, but it doesn't have to be today. It could be 3 days from now. Doesn't matter. Just what happens today, everybody's tummy. If we wait 3 days, everyone's tar. So why do you push the issue? So that's if tumah is dechuya, then you say, well, why do we have to deal with it? We're pushing it away, but it's really
like
here. So let's just wait till it goes away. Yeah. If you say tumah's hutra, well, we're not really pushing anything away. It's like it's not there. Right. So therefore, the Rambam says, if it's something that you don't, it's not time sensitive. Here's the point. Ain't a doicha, 2 points. I'm going to say two parallel points. Ain't a doicha loas a Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos. In other words, do you bring a korban on Shabbos? On the one hand, korban is chil Shabbos.
Right, but the other hand,
so what korban are you allowed to bring on Shabbos?
The tamid.
Korban tamid. Now, the korban tamid, can you bring it tomorrow?
Today,
you got to bring it every day.
Every day.
Well, I'll push this one off for tomorrow.
You can't. That's why it's called Tommy.
You can't push it off. So it pushes off Shabbos, and it pushes off Tuma.
Yeah.
If everybody's Tuma, too bad.
Let's say
everybody was Tuma, and we had to bring the Corbin Tuma today.
You bring it.
So number one, it pushes off Shabbos, and it pushes off Tuma. Because you don't have another choice. Or let's say
thing.
Certain holiday offerings for the community. Things like that. Or certain private things that the Kohen Gadol must bring on a daily basis, like the Minchas Chavitim.
Sure.
So things that you can't push it. So that's the rule. If it's not time sensitive, you want to bring a Korban Toida. Shkoyach, you want to bring a Korban Toida. Bring the Korban Toida when it's not Shabbos. And if you're Tameh, let's just wait till you're not Tameh.
That's why we don't do Mizmor L'Sodah
okay.
on Shabbos.
So therefore, that's what. But She'im lo Yakriv Hayom, you don't bring it today. Yikrav L'Machar, bring it tomorrow. U'L'Machar Machar, the day after. On the other hand, V'chol Korban Shekavu L'Azman, but it's something that has an established time. It must. It's time sensitive. It's got to be today. Bein Korban Tzivah doesn't mean it's a communal offering. Bein Korban Yoch, an individual, as I said, it's the Kohen Gadol has to bring the Minchas Chavitim, or let's say the Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He's got no choice but to bring it. It's an individual one to atone
right.
for him,
yeah,
but he can't
that.
Push it off. So it doesn't matter. Doichas a Shabbos puts off Shabbos. The Doichas a Tumah and pushes off Tumah, as we'll see.
No choice. He has no choice.
But, not every Tumah. Not every Tumah. Even when we can push it off and sensitive, not every tumah, elatumas hamais levat, only tumas mace. Person who's tummy to a mace, because we see that gets, because remember the ikker din of, let's say,
Pesach
Sheni was for guys who were tummy mace.
Right.
So the main din of someone who's Tamei and got pushed off to Pesach Sheni, right?
Yeah.
Was people Tamei Mace. So therefore we'll say a Tzibor, an individual
gets pushed
was
off.
Pushed off
the individual
with Pesach
is
Sheni. What if the whole community would be Tamei before Pesach?
Tamei Mace.
See, that's, so by Tamei Mace, we said an individual, that's not a group,
right.
And he could get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Right. But that's an individual, but the group doesn't get pushed off. And what tumah was it? Tumas mace. So therefore we see tumas mace, it works. So something that can't, so the individual could have got pushed off, so we push him off. But by tumas mace, that was a special exception to the rule. But otherwise, we wouldn't do that. Now, let's continue. Therefore, halacha yud, therefore, kol karbonas atzibur, all communal offerings, kavuas manam, their times are established, Lefikach kulan doichenes a Shabbos. They all push off Shabbos. Ve'es tumas hameis. And also, if the majority of them are tamei, it's a communal offering anyway, you still bring it. Okay? However, even if we're bringing it, there's only certain allowances we will make, as the Rambam has already said. Yudalf, v'chol korban mehem shekarav betumah, any korban that we're going to bring under these circumstances, except for the korban Pesach, we'll see. Because the korban Pesach, that is the mitzvah, is to eat it. Other korbanos, you don't have to eat it. Korban Pesach, so that's going to be the exception. Besides korban Pesach, you don't eat them. It's good enough you get atonement, but you don't eat it. Elamaktir and Vimeno Dvar, you burn the things that are fit to be burned. Okay, and that's what it's brought for. Vasharai lechula. I, the stuff that normally is eaten.
Nisraf
kishar kachim shenitmu. It's treated like any other kachim that becomes tummy. What happens if a regular korban, it got tummy. And you can't fix it up. No, you burn it. It's burnt in a different place. Different thing. Yeah, so that's burnt. So the korban is accepted. But to eat, you can't eat. Okay, now he gives an example. Yudbeis. Kate said, give me a case where we actually push it off because of tumah. So a number of snares. He gives mana shaloso korban. Let's say this is the time to bring this korban. Whatever, it's a korban for yontif, whatever, the korban that everyone needs. Korban, vahayu rov hakol shemakim. So in the majority of the community who are bringing it, of course they're not all bringing it, but it's on behalf of them. Okay, let's say a korban Pesach. Okay, and let's say most of the people were tummy.
Tummy mace.
Right? Because, now, but that won't work, that's specifically the Korban Pesach, because everybody's got to eat a Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
And if they're all tummy, it's a problem. We'll see, it's not going to be for other Korban tummies, because it doesn't matter if the community's tummy, the main thing is the Kohanim are tummy, because they're the ones who actually bring it. Korban Pesach, everybody's got to eat a Korban Pesach. The majority of Jews are tummy, you got a problem. Right? So therefore, if majority of the congregation is that has to bring is tamei, or shayah kol tamei, let's say the kol was tar, but you are kohanim hamikrivim tamei, but most of the kohanim are tamei. Majority who are in Yerushalayim, we'll get to more detail later, we have to know which kohanim, there's different kinds of watch ones, not on the watch, whatever, but the majority of the kohanim tamei, lemeis, to a mace, or shayah kol tamei, let's say they're all tar, but guess what? But all the utensils were tamei. The Greeks defiled them all. Every vessel and everything is all tamei. That's where the Hanukkah story comes in. Why did you have to wait 7 days for the kosher? That was the eight days. Well, seven. One plus seven, right? Right, Luis, Hareze Yeosa Vituma, you'd make it anyway, even though they're Tameh. The Yisaskaba Tmeim Vetan Gerad. The Tameim and the Tahorim can. Even though you say, well, there's a few Torah guys, let's just a few Torah guys. No, once the majority is Tameh, we say it's the Chuya, the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol enables us to push it off. The Kansukulam. Lazar, and everybody gets to come to the Azorah. Let's say everyone has to bring a Korban Pesach. They all go bring the Korban Pesach in the Azara, but they don't go into the Heichal.
No.
You don't go into the chambers over there. That's only Tumas Mace we give this exception for. Avala Tumayim, but Tumah Cheres, but any other Tumah, let's say they all had a different Tumah. You go on Zavin, Vizavas, Venitas, Violdos, for whatever reason, everyone's a Zav. That's pretty unusual to say the majority of Jews should be Zavim. That would be a major, what do you call it, sexually transmitted
disease. Well, we don't know if they're, disease. They didn't get it from sexually transmitted, but those
but
days
I'm
they didn't
figuring.
Get it. In those days, that wasn't where
it was. I don't know. I'm just saying it's kind of unusual for everyone to have. Anyway.
You have to go with the flow.
They're all Mitzoras.
Oh, no.
Utmei Sheretz, or they're all Tomei Sheretz and Avelik Yisavim. Very unusual case. Those people, we don't give this excuse. Lo yisasku, they can't be engaged. Lo yikonsul azora, they can't get in the azora.
That's it, they're
even though we give certain leniences to do it, there are certain areas where, again, if there most of them are tamei mace, but some have other tumas, let's say, still you can't go into there. Ve'im avru, what if they did? Ve'asu, and they brought a korban. Oh, Nichzor, they went to the Azora? Chayavim Kareis Alabir. They'd get Kareis for entering. You don't have no leniency now. Umis Alavoda. If you do Avoda, you get Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Nidchas El Tumas. Only Tumah of death is pushed away. Other Tumas are not pushed away.
I'm confused. Maybe I'm the only one. But if you can push it away for Tumah of corpse.
You mean you go. You do it.
You do it.
Corpse Tumah.
Right. He wants to know why you can't do it with the other ones.
No, why do we need Pesach Sheni?
That's the majority, not the individual.
No, for individuals.
The individual.
For individuals.
You need the individual. This
the majority is, there's no Pesach Sheni for majority. It's only for individuals. Because we don't push it up. You're supposed to bring it. You're supposed to bring it on Pesach. So if the majority, have the tumah, we're not going to push it off. A minority is a different story. Yeah, now it's individuals.
Those guys were carrying the bones.
Individuals. That's the difference.
No bones about it.
So we don't push it off on the individual.
Right, and you're going to see in the end of the Rambam of this parak, I don't know if we're going to do it today, where Chizkiyo made a huge mistake. And we'll see what his mistake was. But anyway, we'll see.
The king?
Yeah, we'll see. All right, now, now let's talk about Pesach. Now, here's Pesach a little bit different. Because other Yom Tovim, even though there's congregational offerings, but all the Jews don't have to be there.
Right, but you have to be there.
You know, let's say even if it's Shavuos and everyone's Oyla Regal, but not every Jew has to be in the Azora per se on Yom Tov. Right. You know, you got 6 days to make up bringing the Korban, whatever. But Pesach's a problem because every Jew has to bring a Korban Pesach.
Well, every group has to bring.
But every Jew is part of a group.
Yeah, right.
And that means every Jew has got to be in the Azora because they're shechting a Korban for you. Now, here's where a problem can happen. Overflow. You know, it gets kind of crowded. We know it ain't that big.
Kind of crowded?
It ain't that big when you have, let's say, 2 million Jews coming there. And, you know, if you're ever by the Kotel, by Birchas Kohanim, I was there once, by Birchas Kohanim.
My son was there this year.
Years ago already.
It's packed now.
Almost 40 years ago. I remember I want to be pretty close up front, you know, because you don't want to be in the back. You don't want to be up front. I made a little mistake. I was up front, but I didn't realize, but I realized that there were so many Kohanim up front.
You were in the Kohanim.
I was in the Kohanim section.
Yeah, you're the Kohanim.
I had to push my way to get out of the Kohanim section. You get pushed around a lot when there's overflow. So what could very well happen, by no intention, guy can get pushed right into the Heichal.
Yeah.
Into the Heichal. Now, we're never supposed to get into the Heichal under, even if it's Tehuy and everything,
Doha.
You're not supposed to go into the Heichal. The exception will be Pesach. Because of the massive crowds. Yud Gimel. Upesach Shabbatum. Let's say the majority of the Jews were Tomei on Pesach.
Oh boy.
And now what happened? Vidochaku Tmei Meis. And Tumas Meis gets pushed off because it's the majority. And because of that, Vinichusach, and they end up going into the Heichal.
Sure.
And we said, you're not supposed to go into the Heichal. Piturin, after the fact, they are exempt. They don't get lashed. Even though they're only permitted to go into the Azora, but they have to be there. There's no choice. Ho, they ain't any curve. And I don't call them, as the Pasuk says, El Michutzal Machal Tishalchum. You have to, the essay is send them out.
Yeah.
And then the lav is, they can't be in.
Right.
But since I don't have to send them out because Tumah has been pushed away, Harela Piturim, they're putter from lashes. And obviously, what about Dinei Shemayim? You know what? Let Hashem worry about it. In other words, if the guy sincerely got pushed around, then Hashem's like, okay. But if he's a creep, you know, says, oh, now's my excuse to go into the Heichal because I could say I got pushed around, well, then Hashem will give him Misa V'dei Shemayim. But it's not a court to give lash. Hey, what are you doing there? You could go, well, I was, you know, it's hard to enforce, to lash anybody. We say, I'm Pesach, and they're Tumah, and it was Tuchuyah for everybody, and he ends up in the Azara. We can't do anything about it.
Did this happen on Sukkot at Hakel?
So what? They started in the Ezra's Noshim, though. I don't know.
With so many people.
I don't know. But they don't have to be. I don't know. Is this the only exception the Rambam mentions? I don't know why. They don't have to be there.
No?
They should be there, but I don't think it's a lav if you wouldn't be there. But Pesach, you got to be there.
The kids there, though.
You don't have to be there. If you don't bring a Korban Pesach, you get kares. Well, you don't get kares for not going to Hakel. You know, it's not like, you know, you have to do it. Like, and if you don't, you're a sinner. It's just, or you get kare, something like that. Well, you should go. We encourage you to go. But Pesach, you don't got a choice. You've got to be there. Unless you're really Tomei. So that's where
you're too far away.
And that's why the Gemara gives examples of huge crowds. And the basic message, it only says it by Pesach. It never says it by any other time. They don't say there were huge crowds. You didn't have to be there. You know, but Pesach, you got to be, you got to eat a korban Pesach. You don't have a choice.
See, on the hills, there were up to 10 million people.
And you got, and you got to, okay, you have to go for Shosh or Golem, but you don't have to be every day on Yontif. You have to be there for Sukkot. Okay, you go with there for one day for Yontif.
So if it's like Hakel night in Jerusalem.
I'm just saying, so, but you don't have to be there for Hakka. Okay, Yud Dalit. Now we're going to get exactly with the Kohanim over here. Ha, you mix a space off. Now every day, remember, it was divided up that every day a particular household of Kohanim got to work there. So let's say today it's base of X, and that's their day. Now let's see how many Kohanim of that, and those are the ones who work that day.
That's it.
So hoya mixas base av tamei. What if part of the base av was tamei? Umixasam tahorim, and some of them are tar. Aval pisha rubam tamei meis, even though most of them are tamei meis, lo yakrivu ela tahorim, only the tahorim should bring. This is not the same as he said before.
Right.
Okay. Because that is talking about, it's interesting. But here he's saying now, but if you go with the Taharim, he's going to say why? Because it's only Dechuya. Since it's only Dechuya, so why do we have to have the guys who are Tamei do it, have the Torah guys do it? So you do the Taharim. What if everybody in the Beis Av is Tamei? Then you view a Beis Av, we take the next day Beis Av. If Sunday's Beis Av is all Tamei, we'll go to Monday's Beis Av and let them do it if they're okay. Haisa kol ha-mishmar tamei. What if the whole week's worth? Every Beis Av, the whole mishmar is Tamei. Then machzir nachal mishmar, let's try to find another mishmar.
Bring him in.
If they're in town. What if im haya rov ha-kohanim nichnas v'sham v'shalayim b'sanak tamei? What if most of all the Kohanim who were in Yerushalayim at the time are Tmeim, then the Rambam says Yasub Tuma. That's when you could have Tuma. But so in other words, when it's the majority of the Kohanim who are there, obviously, if today's Beis Av is okay, that's fine. But we're saying if today's Beis Av is Tumi,
next,
and the whole
next,
week is Tumi, now next, let's look at all the Kohanim. Majority Kohanim Yerushalayim this day are Tumi, okay, then a Tumi guy can do it. That's the rule. Now, here's the point. I already spoke it out, but Rama's going to say it. Why do we look for Torah guys of another Beis Av? Why don't we just say it's Tuchuya in this Beis Av and let a Tomei guy bring it today? Because the Rambam passim neisha Tuma lo hutra betzivar. The Tuma is not hutter. It's not totally released to the congregation. The Isser is still there. Just utchuya hi atom. It's just pushed off temporarily. So if it's only pushed off, don't abuse that privilege. You don't push off something that's supposed to be pushed off unless there's no other solution. That's why I need the tzitz to mix it up. That's the Rambam says you need both issues. You need the tzitz and it's hutra. So therefore you try to avoid as much as possible when it's a reasonable thing to do. Now, in general, the Rambam says in Tesainu, Minayin she Tumas meis tchuya betzibur. How do you know that Tumas meis, it doesn't have to mean tchuya, because there is the opinion that says hutra. But right. Either way, why do we see we at this special dispensation when there's Tuma here? Where do we see this idea? Shenemar, this is the story now. There are people who were Tumei meis before the Korban Pesach, the first year in Parshas Bala Yisra. And they were told they would go to Pesach Sheni. And the rabbis teach us, Shanoshim Yechidim, here shows your answer. Individuals, that's the halacha of Pesach Sheni. If they were Tamei, individuals are sent for the second month. But a congregation ain't not pushed off. Ela tuma titcha, the tum is pushed off, either duchuya or hutra, whatever it is. V'yasa pesach, do the pesach tuma. V'adin l'chol korban shikavul asman b'pesach tuach asama, any korban that has a specific time, it has to be brought on its time for that. Okay, we'll stop on this point. And Yud Zayin Yud Ches is only a historical Rambam. He's going to talk about Chizkiyo. He's going to prove that Chizkiyo did that. Was Pesach and pushed off. Although Chizkiyo made two other mistakes and they did wrong. Don't think they did wrong of allowing Tumah and Pesach. They did two other wrong things. And that's what Rambam is going to discuss, what the other wrong things were. Okay, amazing.